This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the palatial confines that are, in fact, Austin, Texas, is the editor of the Shooting News Weekly. Not the Shooting News, just plain Shooting News Weekly. That being Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
So let's kick off with this, and I just saw this, and I would love to actually see this question get asked to some of these guys that get out there and say, this is going to solve everything if we just do this one thing. What's going on in New York? What have we found out about New York all of a sudden that is popping up to where we want to talk about it?
Well, all we need, as everybody in New York can tell you, to keep the city safe is gun control laws. And they have a lot of them there, including one that designates Times Square as a gun-free zone. That's part of their Bruin response bill, where they designating huge swaths of the city off-limits even to licensed firearms carriers. After the Supreme Court said that the city no longer could exercise its judgment of who could and couldn't have a license and need to issue carry permits to anybody who's legally authorized. So instead they walled off huge parts of the city. Well, that doesn't seem to be working terribly well. On Friday, someone who has since been arrested opened fire in Times Square, shooting at security guards, shooting at, I believe, a cop, and wounding a tourist, because that is a frequent tourist location. I used to work in Times Square and packed all the time, so I can't imagine you could squeeze off a shot without hitting people.
Right.
Somehow, the gun-free zone designation didn't do anything to stop this person. And what's more interesting is they've arrested this person, and he's a 15-year-old kid. So not only was he too young to own a handgun, he certainly couldn't get a license to carry one. And he broke all kinds of laws.
Isn't he an illegal, too?
He is. He is an illegal. And amazingly, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, chose to hold him without bail in this case, which is very unusual.
Wow. He's
usually considered, I know, they're concerned that he's going to take off. His name is Jesus Alejandro Rivas Figueroa. Shot at a security guard and struck at the Brazilian tourist in the leg on Thursday before shooting at cops who chased him as he fled to a subway station. So he's a fine, upstanding example of the kind of people that are pouring in across the border. I'm not saying that all people are like this, but he obviously is not exactly the best of whatever country he came from, and he's here breaking all kinds of laws in New York City, and now he's in jail.
So I guess, now, do you think they did that in light of what happened with letting the cop beaters out on ROR, and they ran away, and now they've been arrested somewhere else where they actually punished crime?
Sure, that has something to do with it. They were shamed mercilessly for letting two copiers go less than 24 hours after being arrested. And now you've got somebody that actually opened fire, violating a whole range of gun control laws. And I don't think that Alvin Bragg wanted to be dragged from coast to coast and border to border for doing the same thing and looking like the feckless idiot that he truly is.
Well, I've been hearing these stories about this new scheme they've got going on where they've got these concerted gangs that are illegal immigrants. They go to New York. They do all their theft. They fence it, and then they go to Florida and live off of their money they made off of their theft. And then they go back to, when they run out of money, they go back to New York and do all the stealing. And they won't do that in Florida, because in Florida they'll put them in jail.
I saw that. I saw that segment on CNN where one of their crime and law and order experts explained that dynamic and how that fact shocked the CNN talking head who asked about it. Well, why don't they just rob people down in Florida? Because they aren't let out of jail when they do that in Florida. They can do that with impunity in places like New York, where they have rethought criminal justice and don't like to impose bail on people.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Police found this guy and his mother. He ran home after the shooting and was in the process of packing up everything they owned, and they were about to take off when he was arrested. So I'm sure that had something to do with D.A. Bragg's decision to throw him in jail and keep him there.
Hold him there.
Yeah. And he's been charged as an adult.
Well, you know, that's definitely something that needs to be happening. It'll be interesting to see what goes on with this. I mean, how much bail is he being held on?
None. Held without bail.
Oh, okay. So he does. Okay. Well, that's all. I need to, like, take the temperature of the ground, because it sure seems like hell is frozen over. That's a new thing.
It is getting cold in these parts.
That's definitely a new thing. Now, do you think they'll be paying for this in New York City for years to come? All of this perception now that's out there that you can go commit crime and you just get out, you're going to be able to flip off the cameras and walk free.
They already have.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been paying for this for years. It's all started when the prior mayor cut the police department's budget by 11% after the whole George Floyd insanity, and it's been a downward spiral ever since.
Well, that in and of itself, I mean, he just checks all the boxes, though, don't he? He's basically the common he checks off the common criteria. Most gang members in the United States are Hispanic, and most of them are teenagers, right? So, okay, check one, check two. Gun crime, or crime committed with a gun, check three. In New York, well, that's becoming a thing. He's just the stereotypical bad boy, isn't he? That they create.
Yeah, I mean, he can be a very convenient poster boy for all sorts of failed policies.
Yeah.
Open borders, rethought criminal justice system, gun control, which is an utter failure. So, I think that we should hold him up at every opportunity.
This article is ripped straight from the pages at ShootingNewsWeekly.com, fast becoming a go-to resource if you're looking for the latest and most informative in the gun culture today. Talking with the editor there now, the guy who's taken something and taken nothing. You know, they've only been up for a month and a week, and they're already doing this. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking with Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. I just about made that mistake. You saw that, didn't you? You heard that, didn't you, Dan?
I did.
I'm fighting the habits. But Shooting News Weekly now, this is a place where Dan went out there and basically that you guys created a website that didn't exist, and it suddenly popped up on the interwebs on the 4th of January, 2024. And here we are on the 12th of February, 2024. So in a month and 8 days, you guys have gotten a bunch of things. But one of the things that was missing from what you're used to, which I guess would be sort of a metric as to how many people you have engaged on the website, was comments.
And that's true. We had to do a lot of, we had to rearrange the gears and the wheels and put some extra gerbils on the spinning wheels in the back to get everything aligned and working the way we wanted to. And we're a long way toward that. And we turned on comments on, I think it's Friday. So that's good because one of the things that was a feature of that place we used to be, and it's going to be a feature here too, is the ability of our readers to be engaged with us and with what we write, whether it's politics or gun review or gear review or article about the an op-ed about the NRA or whatever. You know, we want to be a resource for people to talk about it, to comment about it, and all that. And of course, you know, when you open up comments to people, you get some crazy ones sometimes. You get to people who take things too far and all that. But it's much more of a plus than a minus.
And yeah.
We love having, giving people the a free forum to express themselves.
Well, the thing I liked about that was that gave me a really good indication of how engaged your readership was. And that when you're trying to make a determination as to how strong a certain thing may or may not be, that's one of those instant stats that you can look at and say, you know, and I'm sure you have equations to figure out what that actually breaks down into as far as eyes on the article.
We do. We've got metrics for that kind of thing.
But I would imagine something like that is important because when you get into some of the aspects that most people would consider to be in the weeds, at the end of the day, you've got to be able to show that this is a website worth coming to because you have to go out there and actually do things like find sponsors. And you got to be able to impress upon them, yeah, we got this many people coming to the website to check us out. That's why you ought to sponsor us. I mean, all of this is what makes a resource last, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. You know, we want to be a living, breathing thing. Now we're just screaming out into the ether from our little perch here. We want to be engaged with the people who come to us for information, for news, for opinions, for facts about guns and things like that. So, that's absolutely an important, we consider that a very important part of what we do.
Right. The other thing is that as some of this stuff comes on, I mean, while I fully appreciated the clean Scandinavian artsy aspect of the Fresh website when it first came out, at the same time, there's certain things like some people are actually looking for recommendations, and you were already doing recommendations and everything. You've got to turn all of this into something that you can. That has continuity and all these other things. So this is just what else have you got coming up that is going to make the website more permanent?
Oh, we'll have obviously we've got fantastic ad support. We haven't turned those on yet, but we've got a lot of companies that have signed up and have agreed to support us very impressively. So we'll be turning ads on at some point, but they're not going to be terribly intrusive. They're not going to pop up at you. It's not going to be like trying to read an article at the New York Post or something like that.
Right.
It's virtually impossible. We have a couple of industry longtime industry figures who are going to be doing a podcast that we will embed here from time to time, and a few other features that are coming down the road that we'll roll out as things get programmed and arranged in the back end.
All of that is necessary to make this happen. I mean, I was told a long time ago by Larry Pratt when he was executive director of Gun Owners of America, in order to fight the fight, you got to be able to pay the rent.
You have to have supporters. We have to be able to pay our writers. They're very good and they're very passionate and committed, but they don't work for free. If you're going to get good content, you've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
That's, all of this stuff doesn't just happen. This was, how many months in preparation before January 4th was Shooting News Weekly? How far in advance were you planning that and working on that without giving anything away?
About 6 or 7 weeks before that. It actually came together pretty darn quickly. And we expect it to be pretty much where it needs to be in another 4 or 6 weeks.
So let's see. So you've been in existence for 5 weeks. And how many more weeks do you say it will be before it's in full swing?
Probably another 4 to 6 weeks.
So
about 2.5 to 3.
So 11 weeks and 2-7. So 11. So in 18 weeks from start to finish to the finished product. From nothing on the interwebs.
That's
impressive. That's just simply impressive and everything else.
Well, we got good people working on it.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it though is that when I was watching, after I knew this was coming along and everything, I knew it was going to be good because of what you did tell me that was going to be part of it. I knew that was going to be good. But you guys have. You went from zero to hero pretty quick. I like that. That's impressive. I like that a lot.
Well, thank you very much.
That's actually based on an article, too. A few words on SNW's comment policy. So it's ripped straight from the page of Shooting News Weekly. This thing is updating, I won't say hourly. It's probably updating multiple times per day. And it is the now, for me, it's the go-to location. When I'm setting up, this is what determines where my thought process is going to be. So you should go check it out because this is the evolution of what a gun blog should be. And we're going to touch on a few other things with this. We're going to talk about this doctor when we get back, just because it's fun. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Multiple reports indicate the person who carried out the shooting at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston was transgender and had Free Palestine inscribed on the weapon used in the assault. The 36-year-old suspect entered the church Sunday and began firing, resulting in her being shot and killed by two off-duty police officers. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has scrapped plans to attend NATO meetings in Brussels this week due to his hospitalization. Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Sunday for what the Pentagon termed emergent bladder issues. The NFL considering Las Vegas as a potential host for another Super Bowl. Commissioner Roger Goodell expressing praise for the city Monday.
The hospitality here, you outdid it. Safe to say the NFL looks forward to coming back.
On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. I've noticed a new thing. They don't even try to really camouflage this anymore, Dan. You got all kinds of people that have nothing whatsoever to do with policy that are out there trying to dictate policy, and they throw words in like democracy to try to make themselves out to be taken seriously. Like this doctor,
well,
what's his cat's name?
Jonathan Metzl.
Jonathan Metzl, M.D.
Yeah, he's at Vanderbilt, and he's, of course, another one of these who sees gun violence as a public health problem, but he doesn't see it just as a public health problem. Anybody who refers to himself as a scholar is immediately suspect to me. But he is advocating for, in addition to a public health approach, that we need to show people throughout America how gun safety can improve their lives. And of course, when they say gun safety, they mean gun control, and they mean disarming people, outlawing certain kinds of guns, if not all kinds of guns. It says that gun safety needs to improve people's lives in ways that they can see and feel, strengthen the concrete undergirding civil society, and allow blue and red state Americans to imagine broader coalitions based on shared interests rather than shared anxieties. And what that word salad means is, we have to show the idiot gun owners who live out in red state rural America what we can do by holding up blue cities and their gun control laws as examples. I wish him all kinds of good luck with that, because doing that is not going to convince many people in this country for a lot of very good reasons. He concludes, he says the travesty that America doesn't have the comprehensive national gun laws, but interventions long proposed by scholars like me, there we go, are imperfect in large part due to narrow terrain in which we've been allowed to even research gun safety. So what he's saying here is we need to spend even more money on research into gun control laws in this country. And he's furthering the garbage argument that somehow research into gun violence, quote unquote, and what gun control laws do in this country was somehow limited by things like the Tired Amendment, which of course is garbage. All that did was prevent public money from being used to allow research into gun control to further the cause, research into gun violence to further the cause of gun control. Anybody could study gun violence in this country, crimes involving guns, that type of thing. There was no limit in that. There has never been a limit in that. All this guy is worried about is getting public dollars to fund his operation. So it's more the same that in this case he's writing at Time Magazine, so you know that he apparently doesn't have any other any real outlets or outlets where anybody's actually likely to read what he's writing. Because I don't think Time Magazine isn't even a real thing anymore. So, more of the same. But we like to highlight people like Dr. Metzl, because you need to know what the other side is saying and what they're thinking and claiming should be done in this country if you're going to stay informed and know how to counter it.
Yeah, I look at some of his disdain and everything, which is interesting, but then as we segue, let's segue and let's go to Virginia, which is not considered to be, is that considered to be a cosmopolitan, metropolitan sort of place?
Well, Virginia is like two states. Northern Virginia is heavily influenced by its proximity to the capital and all the people who live there, who work in government. Southern Virginia is entirely different and far redder than is the North. And so you've got this bifurcated type of situation there where you've got two states in one, and that you can see that in the results of their elections. It's a 50-50 state. It's very much purple, and control over the legislature goes back and forth. You saw what happened when the Democrats had narrow control over the legislature under Ralph Northam, and Northam was going to sign their gun control laws, and then Governor Youngkin is now in the top job, and in the last elections, Democrats retook control over the General Assembly there. Now they're feeding all kinds of gun control laws at him. The good news is they don't have the votes to override his vetoes. And the question is how many of these gun control laws is he going to be willing to veto? We're hoping for all of them because he's sending them a bunch, including an outlaw on so-called ghost guns, a safe storage bill, a $500 fine if you leave a gun visible in an unattended car, which of course is stupid, and a bill that would ban, get this, carrying a semi-automatic gun in a public place. So I haven't read this, but most people who carry firearms carry a semi-automatic firearm. I guess they only want you to carry revolvers. in Virginia. So I'm guessing most, if not all of these, are going to end up as veto bait on the governor's desk, but we shall see, because the Democrats there are threatening to hold the governor's agenda for other things that he thinks the state needs hostage to the fate of these gun control bills.
Yeah, that that you know, some of that stuff that you're mentioning, that's sort of humorous to a certain degree. But the thing that gets me most about it is that you were talking about how it keeps going back and forth, and I'm curious. Doesn't that speak to the electorate?
Well, yeah. I mean, it just is, you know, so much when you have a 50-50 or narrowly divided electorate like that, a lot of it depends on the individual personalities of the people involved and how well the parties get the vote out and the state of their ground game and, you know, a lot of the everyday blocking and tackling that goes into politics. And, you know, if one party has its act together better than the other, they may, you know, narrowly win one or two races that could flip control of the House, the Senate, or both.
Right.
And so it's a never ending battle, and we live in a narrowly, except for a few places where, you know, states are either solidly red or solidly blue. There are a lot of places where votes can come down to just a few hundred people deciding to get out and vote that day.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. All of this coming straight from the pages of Shooting News Weekly, talking to Dan Zimmerman, who has pulled off quite the little startup here, and it's becoming more consequential with each and every passing day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. And you've got a really good article here because one thing that we seem to not learn from is we seem to keep electing heroes and thinking they're going to do all the things that need to be done. And, well, that always, almost always certainly leads to disappointment, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think people get too invested in the people they vote for and, they have to realize these people are politicians and they will say and do anything and you know they're lying when if you see their lips are moving. And very few of them are invested in the ideas and the principles they run on enough to carry that through when they get into power. They're usually much more transactional than that. Once they get the office that they're running for, then they'll do whatever they can possibly can to keep it, and or move up and get the next highest job. If you're attorney general, you want to be the governor. If you're a House member of the House, you want to be a senator.
Right.
Senator, you want to be a president. Excuse me. And I think too many people buy into what politicians say. Although I think that's become less so over the years. I think people have become more realistic about the nature of politics and how a huge number of them are lying, will lie to your face and urinate on your leg and tell you it's raining.
I guess what we're talking about here, we're talking about Donald Trump. Do you think now that Trump has a chance of winning? I think since this latest thing that came out with that HER investigation, and since, despite all the things I keep hearing, The Democrats about how at the very last minute they're going to pull the plug and run Michelle Obama and all this other stuff. One of the problems about having somebody that is demented, that is deluded, is that, you know, if you make him the big dog, it's his race to run or step away from, and he's going to run, isn't he?
You mean Biden? Yes.
Yeah.
That was kind of an earthquake for the Democrats to have.
Yeah.
One of their own. They have a special counsel say, look, this guy's old and he's, in effect, non-compos mentis. And I'm not going to charge him with a crime that he clearly committed because I don't think I can convict him. Because a jury would never convict him because he's just an old man who doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
Which then provoked him to get out in front of the cameras and show people even more clearly.
Yep.
He has no idea. You know, he thinks Mexico is on the border of Gaza, and he's been talking to people, the foreign leaders have been dead for 10 years. It's insane.
Well, Mitterrand's been dead for 96, so he's been dead for 28 years. So.
Yeah, and Helmut Kohl, and, you know, so anyway, the White House has been turned into a memory care facility. I think that probably increased Trump's chances of winning, even if he is convicted of one or more of these trials that he's facing. I'm not saying he will be elected. I think he has at least a 50-50 chance of being elected. Last week he was at the Great American Outdoor Show, which is an NRA-owned event, and spoke and promised that if he is elected, he'll ask Congress to pass right to carry reciprocity, so that if you have a concealed carry permit in any state, you are allowed to carry your firearm in any other state, because you are allowed to use your driver's license in any other state.
Right.
That's nice. That's wonderful. That's as it should be. But we have to remember who this is we're dealing with here.
That's sort of a generic campaign promise, isn't it? I mean,
not too many people promise that one. That would be a great one, and that's a law that strikes fear in the hearts of anti-gun Democrats from coast to coast.
Right.
So that's a wonderful one. Another one he should have mentioned is the Hearing Protection Act. There's no reason that. Basic safety items like suppressors should be regulated like machine guns, for God's sake. All they do is improve the health and well-being of people and make shooting guns more tolerable and less dangerous to people who do it. And they're just basic safety items. And even in anti-gun countries all across the world, where it's very difficult to buy guns, suppressors aren't regulated at all. So that's what I'd like to see as well. But again, Trump's record is hardly ideal.
Right.
Looking back on what he did last time, the bump stock ban, which is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court, that was his doing. He ordered the ATF to do that. He was the one who ordered the words, I like taking guns, the guns early. When it comes to, when he was under pressure after a high profile shooting. While he says the right things and the gun lobby helped put him in office the first time, and will probably have something to say about putting him in office the second time if that happens. You have to remember with who you're dealing with here. He's not a gun rights guy. I'm not saying he's anti-gun. I just don't think it's terribly important to him, and I don't think that he's somebody that you can just assume assume is going to always do the right thing when it comes to gun rights in this country. I'm not saying he's not better than Biden. Biden has run the most anti-gun administration in American history. So again, we always have a binary choice in this country. It's one or the other. And I don't think there's any question that if it's Biden versus Trump, Trump in terms of gun rights would certainly be the better choice. But you can't just take for granted that when the pressure's on and when the matter's at hand, that he's always going to do the right thing.
Right.
That said, he did give us three Supreme Court justices that have given us the Bruin decision.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest victories in gun rights history.
I would really find it interesting if they would actually, all of these guys that get out here and run for office, if they would actually have good Second Amendment counsel as to, you know, just good standard fundamental Second Amendment counsel as part of their, I mean, they've got advisors for everything else. I would think something in the Bill of Rights that is so polarizing as this would be one of those things they would get out there and say, well, we need to do more of this and we need to do more of that. And instead, they don't. And
well, you would hope. He's got someone in the family. Don Jr.
Yeah.
is a true gun guy. He's a gun rights guy. He is on the right side of every one of those issues. I've talked to him once. He's a partner in an online gun publication, and obviously you would think he'd have his father's ear. You would hope that if a matter like the comes up and a new President Trump wants to know what gun owners in this country are thinking, he'd call his son.
Yeah,
because I think he'd get the right. You get a good take on it from him.
We're gonna have to. That's gonna have to be the last word. That's the first article right now. If you would go looking at shootingnewsweekly.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Hour number three is inbound. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.